Israel announced on Tuesday that it had officially confiscated about 4 dunams of private Palestinian land belonging to the villagers of Kusra, south of Nablus, a move that will restrict access of Palestinians to over 500 more dunams of land in the area.
The issue is bigger than the confiscation of about 4 dunams of land, because the occupation will prohibit us from reaching more than 500 dunams of our agricultural land surrounding the confiscated area.
Tel Aviv annexed the confiscated land for the favor of one of the illegal Israeli settler outposts erected on village lands.
This is a grave step taken by the occupation. We consider this confiscation a victory for the settlers and for the Israeli army, which helps them in the strategy in tying the Ish Kodesh outpost to the Mejdalim settlement, located near the village entrance.
According to the villagers of Kusra, Israeli settlers have attacked the village at least once a week since late October of 2010. Israeli settlers physically attacked the villagers, uprooted trees, set Palestinian cars on fire, and desecrated the village mosque.
The settlers attack us, whether we are in the fields or in our homes. They ruin our trees and kill our sheep. They have beaten herders and farmers, including women and children.
The head of the Kusra village council stated that about 67 villagers were injured after the Israeli army fired live bullets. He said that another 400 of his constituents sustained injuries from rubber-coated bullets and gas canisters. According to the Kusra village council, Israel handed in over 12 demolition orders for the villagers' homes and agricultural structures so far this year. The correlation between demolitions and land confiscation is not only evident in this village overlooking the Jordan Valley, but throughout the West Bank. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Kusra.